let's go to the Word this morning. And it is Passion Week, Palm Sunday. And of course, next week is Easter Sunday morning. But before there was an Easter sunrise, there was a blood moon. I want to talk about it today. And I really would appreciate your attention this morning. Let's go with the message, Raj. A little series we put together. The way we put together messages is I read the Bible. Two biggest books I use is the Bible and Webster's Dictionary. But mainly the Bible. And I've been blessed to have a staff that's been with me. Dina's been with me for 27 years. And yeah, amen, praise the Lord, come on. And then Raj and Alex have been with me for about 12 years now. So anytime you work that closely together and everybody's involved, we have a very small staff, but we're all involved in what we do. And we're focused. We have one mission, that's to love Jesus Christ, to love people. That's our mission. And this building obviously has become a big part of who we are. And I think every one of us has taken the chips and we pushed them right to the center of the table and said, we're in. Amen. And I'm just thankful that I've got people like that that have been serving the Lord with me. Amen. And so we get together on Tuesday. Usually always have a staff luncheon. We go out. We look at our week. We look at where we came from the past weekend. And we look at our week ahead of us. And sometimes we'll sit there and we'll talk about a message. Usually we do. That's how we do lunch. And they don't give me all the points or anything like that. But sometimes just talking to them will help me with an idea. And then we develop it. And so that is this series. We did it similarly this week. And with Easter, you know what you're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about the death of Christ, His resurrection, but how to present it. And so this series this year is called The Blood Moon. Say it with me. And the, one more time, The Blood Moon and the Rising Sun. Now, come on with me. We're going to roll now. If you think, oh, he's going to put me to sleep because I just heard him like that. No, come on. Here we go. Now we're rolling. Let's go with the message. Here we go. Today's message this week is the blood moon. Say that with me, would you? The blood moon. And that's how we do church. We talk back a little bit, so when you leave, you might have learned something because you told yourself the stuff. Amen? Come on. Here we go. The blood moon. Let's look at the message today. Here we go. Go into Matthew chapter 27. If you have a Bible, turn along if you'd like, but every scripture is going to be right on the screen. And I move pretty quick sometimes. Here we go. Matthew 27. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to do what? To put him to death. And when they had bound him, so this is after the garden, when they had bound him, they led Jesus away. And they delivered him, say this with me, they delivered him to who? Pontius who? Pilate. Say Pilate. Pilate, the governor. So they delivered him to Pilate. Then the soldiers of the governor, they took Jesus into the common hall. And they gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped Jesus. And they put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they placed it on his head. And a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and did what to him? Mocked him and said, Hail, King of the Jews! This happened this week. And they spit on him. And took the reed and smote him on the head on the crown of thorns. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off of him. Put his own clothes back on him. And they led him away, say it with me, to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, and him they compelled him to bear the cross. And when they were coming to a place called Golgotha, that is to say a place of the skull, they gave Jesus vinegar to drink mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments. And they cast lots. Basically, they gambled for his clothing. that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them and cast, and upon my vesture they did cast lots. And sitting down, say it with me, they watched him there. You hearing the Bible today? And they set over his head an accusation that was written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left hand. And they that passed by reviled him and wagged their heads at him, saying, "Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save yourself if you be the Son of God. Come down from the cross." Likewise also the chief priest doing what? Mocking him. Guys, it shouldn't surprise us that church folk can be ugly sometimes. Did you hear me, yes or no? Did you hear me, yes or no? Let that not be said of us. Are you hearing me, yes or no? Remember that scripture. They mocked him with the scribes and the elders and said, "He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him come down now from the cross and we'll believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now if he'll have him." Pretty tough, isn't it? "For he said, I am the Son of God." The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Are you all right? Just reading the Bible. Now let's talk about it. Jesus was crucified around the third hour Jewish time. Jewish clock starts not at midnight, starts at 6 a.m. Okay? That's the way the clock starts. So if it's the third hour Jewish time, that put it about 9 a.m. Say 9 a.m. 9 a.m. So that's about 9 a.m. Now, during the first 3 hours, 9 to noon, a lot was happening. A lot was going on. Look at the soldiers. They parted his garments. They were casting lots for his coat. They were sitting around watching him. They were shaking their heads at him. And they were mocking him. So a lot's happening. They were cursing him. Now I want you to look at Jesus. Did you get this image and get what's going on down? Listen to his words to his enemies. To his enemies. Listen to the words of Jesus from the cross. "Then said Jesus," say it with me, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they parted his raiment and cast lots. So Jesus said from the cross, "Father, forgive them." Look what he said to the repentant thief. One of the thieves asked for mercy. For would he take him to paradise? Would he be with him? Would he help him? Here's what he said to the repentant thief. And Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto you," say it with me, "today you shall be with me in paradise." This is Jesus' words on the cross. Keep looking. Listen to his words to his mother Mary, who's at the cross. "When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son." Say that with me. Mother, behold your son. And he said to the disciple, I believe it was John that was right by his mother, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home and cared for her. Say that with me. Son, behold your mother. This is our Savior on the cross. So, are y'all with me so far? Hope I'm not putting you to sleep. The first 3 hours of the crucifixion were hours of what? Say it with me. Hate, rejection, and cruelty. The first 3 hours. But wait a minute. At the same time, it was what? Love, forgiveness,
and mercy. That's crazy, isn't it? Wow! What a wonderful God we have. What a wonderful Savior we have in Jesus. And you get to see this. Let's talk about it. Why the blood moon, Gary? Why the title, the blood moon? I'll also take a little bit and look at that. Did we not have the intro stuff about all the stuff I wrote about the blood moon and where it came from and all that kind of stuff? Remember all the history we went over? We didn't get any of that in a message, okay? Let me talk to you a little bit about the blood moon, okay? I'll try to make it simple for you. Here we go. The blood moon. Now, I'm not a scientist, so please bear with me up here today. The blood moon. The Bible says that Jesus was crucified at 9 in the morning. And then at noon, we're going to see it went dark. We're going to see that in just a moment. There was a total lunar eclipse that happened when Jesus Christ was crucified. What is a blood moon? Well, basically, again, I'm not a scientist. I wish I had the information that we had up here for you. But it makes it easier than me trying to explain things to you. But the bottom line is, it's when the moon intersects the earth's shadow. Or you know, the sun, the moon, and between the earth blocks the sun. You got the sun, you got the moon, you got the earth, and it blocks somehow, and it's covered up. And so at different times, atmosphere can be different colors. It happens more in the fall. Leaves change colors in the fall, isn't that right? Sure they do. But also in the fall, there's a harvest moon. It turns more of a bloodish color than in the springtime, but at times a lunar eclipse can look like blood. A lunar eclipse at times can look, I've looked at some of the science stuff I had written down, it looks exactly like blood. Are you hearing me today? So that's where you get the blood moon from. There was a recent article in New York Times where it talked about the eclipse that's going to take place this coming, I think it's late Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning. You can see it. I think it's going to be about 1 a.m., to be honest with you, somewhere in that zone. But they're not saying for sure it's going to be a blood moon. It possibly can. The interesting thing is there's going to be four lunar eclipses in a row. That's rare. It's not unheard of. There's going to be one in the spring. There's going to be one in the fall. There's going to be another one next spring. There's going to be another one next fall. Four in a row. It's called a tetrad or something like that. Okay? But it happens about every 15 years. Every 15, 20 years, this can happen. So it's not unheard of. But what is unusual is for the moon to look like blood. It is more rare for that eclipse to look like blood. Did you hear me? It does happen. Happens more, though, in the fall, if it's going to happen. Was this in the fall? No, it was in the spring. So, in the New York Times, they're talking about it, going to talk about the lunar eclipse, when it's going to take place. And then they mentioned this. They mentioned something about the blood moon. And they said the blood moon was not known. It was not commonly called the blood moon. Never heard it much until an author from a pastor in Texas named John Hagee wrote a book called The Four Blood Moons. And so they're attributing the blood moon to John Hagee, who wrote the book. Are you listening so far? I hope I'm not boring you. I'm trying here, okay? Listen to me. Hang on. Well, when I read that, something hit me. John Hagee didn't come up with the blood moon. I remembered in messages I'd preached years ago by seeing some archaeological studies and some actual material that they found of Pontius Pilate. You know who came up with the blood moon? Pilate did. Pilate called it that. And we're going to now go on with the message, and you're going to see the blood moon. When Jesus Christ was crucified, the moon looked like blood in the spring. So here he's on the cross, crucified, bleeding. And can you imagine the moon turning to blood? Let's look at it. Let's keep going. The last 3 hours, from noon to 3 o'clock. We looked at the first 3 hours, noon to 3. Now from the sixth hour, or noon, there was what? Darkness over the land until the ninth hour. Because the moon was blocking the sun. You understand, yes or no? It became dark until the ninth hour. Keep looking. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole earth until the ninth hour. Keep moving. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole earth until the ninth hour. We're still moving here. Okay, here we go. So you see a couple of scriptures there. So there was darkness from noon until 3. At the very brightest time of the day, I'm telling you, you want to go to Inglewood Beach and get burnt, go at noon. Amen. And by the way, if you wonder what the climate's like in Israel, I've been about a dozen times on trips over there. I tell people, pack just like you live in Inglewood. Because it can be like that. That's about the way it is. Okay? So can you imagine at the very brightest time of day, what happened? Darkness fell. Darkness fell. The word fell means to happen or to cause to be. This was all in the timing of God. Can you see how the timing of Jesus' death and everything was just with the hand of God was all over it? Guys, God gave His Son for us. Jesus willingly gave His life up for us. This was all the plan of God. There was sudden darkness as if someone had turned off the lights. Can you imagine the scene and what's going on? No sitting around and watching now. You know it got spooky. No abusive language now. No shaking of their heads now. Only what? Horror now. You kidding me? What's going on here? In great drama, God authenticated and declared that this was Jesus, His one and only Son, dying for the sins of all mankind. What a picture. Darkness. By the way, darkness and light are mentioned how many times in the Bible? Over how many? Over 400 times in the Bible. Begins with Genesis 1:2. And the earth was without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. It ends with Revelation 16. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of what? Darkness. Darkness and light, a fitting thing in the Scriptures. God's first act of creation over the heavens and the earth was, say it with me, let there be. Now look at this one. Now His Son is on the cross. And God says, say it with me, let there be darkness. Now this was interesting. Guys, I don't know where you're at on your faith in Jesus today. But I'm going to tell you this right now. You know what's not going to fly? Is you rejecting that He lived, that He was crucified. You cannot reject that. You can say, I don't believe the Bible. I hear people say this all the time. They don't say it much to my face, but you hear people say it. I don't believe the Bible, a bunch of fairy tales, a bunch of stories. Listen, you can't do that. Be like me saying Abraham Lincoln never lived and Abraham Lincoln was not shot. Abraham Lincoln did live and Abraham Lincoln was shot. Jesus Christ did live, and Jesus Christ was crucified. It is a historical fact. It is a record of history. So if you don't believe the Bible and you somehow don't believe in Jesus, see, I don't believe that people just made Him up, you look foolish. Do you understand? Yes or no? You can't just say that, well, that was 2,000 years ago. How do you remember? Guys, do you believe in Alexander the Great? He was before Jesus! You can't just deny historical people and historical facts. Are you hearing me today? Jesus lived. Jesus was crucified. Now you can deny that He rose from the dead. You cannot have faith in God. You cannot have faith. You can say God's Word is a lie. That's on you. But you can't deny that Jesus did not live and that He wasn't crucified. You say, why, Pastor? Because it's part of the historical record. Here's one piece of historical record that we have. It's just one of many. Listen to what was discovered in the what? Archives of one who? Was He mentioned in the story? Yeah. Listen to what was discovered in the archives of one Pontius Pilate. He was writing to Tiberius Caesar. Now, when you read the Bible, do you ever hear of Tiberius Caesar? Sure you do. See, the Bible talks about real places and real people. That's why when we go to the Holy Land or to Israel, we actually are going to Jerusalem. You understand? And the Sea of Galilee is actually, guess what it's called? Sea of Galilee. Even though it's really only a lake 6 by 13 miles. But there it is. Sure. Okay, so Jesus really lived. There really was a Pontius Pilate. And in some of his writings himself, he wrote to Tiberius Caesar about his what? Not his only events in Jerusalem. He's cataloging what's happening.
Well, look what happened.
And him, Herod. Oh, in the Bible, by the way. And Archelaus, in the Bible. And Philip, Annas, and Caiaphas, all in the Bible. And this ain't the Bible. This is just another historical record, a document. You understand? And him, Herod, and Archelaus, and Philip, Annas, and Caiaphas, with all the people delivered to me, just like the Bible says, making a great uproar against me, that I should try him, the who? The Christ, just like the Bible says. Are y'all hearing something? I therefore ordered him to be crucified. Having first what? Just like the Bible says. And having found against him no cause of evil accusations of deeds, just like the what says? The Bible. And at the time he was crucified, there was what? Darkness over all the... just like the Bible says. And the sun being darkened... Wait a minute, he gives you the time at when? Just like the Bible says. And the stars appearing... It's dark. But in them there was no luster. And then this little statement, look at it. And the moon, say it with me, as if it turned into what? Failed in her light. So when I was reading that little article in the New York Times, I remembered, oh no, 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 no. It was Pilate that said the moon was like blood. You hear me? The blood moon. That's what's happening right now when Jesus is being crucified between noon and 3. We don't have a whole lot of time left. We're not that far away from the end. Hang in here. Darkness is a fitting picture of the human soul apart from God. Isn't that the truth? Say. How many of you, just go and testify with me, you've been in some pretty dark places in your life. Yeah. It's a fitting picture that darkness would fall as He was taking our sins upon Him. Somebody asked me the other day, it was Nick, I believe, had a question, was trying to help somebody and encourage somebody. People have questions sometimes. They don't understand things. That's okay. But the question was, why would Jesus have to die such a horrible death? Why so horrible? Why would He have to go through such agony? You know what my answer was? Because we're really bad sinners. Do you understand that? I mean, just dying for me and my sin alone would be a lot to put on a man. Amen. But can you imagine the sins of the whole world put on our Savior? He died a horrible death, guys, because He took our sin upon Him. We're that bad. Can you say that with me? We're that bad. Can we say it? Come on. We're that bad. He's that good and loving. Amen? Come on. Thank you, Lord. So, darkness is a fitting thing to say about our soul apart from God. The way of the wickedness is as what? They know not at what they stumble, the Bible says. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men love what? Rather than because their deeds are what? Evil. Guys, it's talking about us. So the blood moon happened between 12 and 3. That might be what it looks like. I'm not sure. As He's hanging on the cross, I want us to listen to His last words. Before His last breath. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, He said, say it with me, it is finished. And He bowed His head and gave up the ghost. So He said, it is finished. Luke 23:46 says, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, He said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Amen. Keep looking. Notice, also when Jesus was on the cross, he said this. He said, say it with me if you know that scripture. My God, my, why have you forsaken me? Let's learn that together. I should have had that scripture up there. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? One more time. My God, why have you forsaken me? And then notice, he also said, when he bore our sins, he said, Father, into thy hands I commit my... So before, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now he's bore our sins, and he says what? Father, say Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Let's look at it. Jesus went from my God, to Father. So Jesus knew in 3 days. Just listen. Jesus knew in 3 days. How could he go from my God, why have you forsaken me, to Father? Into thy hands I commit my spirit. How could he go from that to that so quickly? Roger, I don't know what happened with our sermon today. It's a little crazy today. He knew that the blood moon would become the what? The rising sun. Jesus knew the blood moon would become the what? One more time. He knew the blood moon would become the what? I just want you to get that today. Keep looking. Jesus answered and said to them, destroy this temple and in 3 days I'll raise it up. He knew he'd resurrect. Saying the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected, and the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be slain. And he said, I'll rise up the third day. That's what he said. The blood moon, darkness, or the rising sun, light. I'm closing the message now. I hope you'll stay with me. Roger, let's look at that one more time, buddy. One more time. The blood moon, darkness, or the rising sun. Can we get rid of that right there? Let's get rid of that over there. Yeah, let's do that. Y'all with me? Hang in here with me right there. The blood moon, darkness. What is it for you today? Are you a believer in Christ? I hope you've understood me today pretty clear, and you'll be listening on the radio as well. But listen, I hope you've understood today, you can't deny that Jesus... You can deny that Jesus Christ lived. You may as well deny Abraham Lincoln lived too. Just know that, okay? Say, you listening or not? So, guys, I hope you've learned that today. You can't deny that Jesus lived. You even have other documents, and that was just one. You got many, 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 many documents that record his living, okay? The bottom line, though, is you can stay in the blood moon if you want to. You can stay in darkness, though. You don't have to put your faith in Christ. But I want you to know you're going to be just like those that day that are fearful, that are afraid, that are just living, you know, in fear. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to live in darkness. So what is it going to be for you? Is it going to be the blood moon darkness, or is it going to be the rising sun? The rising sun, light. What do you believe in? Has the fact that Jesus died historically, is that where you're at? Or have you come to the place in your life where He rose from the dead? He rose from the dead! I believe God. I believe His Word. He's changed my life. It's incredible. I don't fear. Where are you at today? The blood moon or the rising sun? Jesus said it is what? Have you finished it? Have you finished it? Is the crucifixion of Christ, is it just still sort of hanging out there? And this resurrection thing, or have you finished it? Have you come to terms with the crucifixion and the resurrection of Christ? Have you believed in Christ personally? Have you finished it? When you die, is it going to be, my God, I'm forsaken? Or is it going to be, Father,
I'm ready. Because it will come your time. Say my time. It's going to come your time one day. Is it going to be, my God, why have you forsaken? Or is it going to be, Father, I'm ready. It's okay. Amen? Take me on home. Where are you at? Have you finished it? Or is there some unresolved work that needs to be done there? Say, why don't you let this Palm Sunday and this Passion Week and this Easter coming up, why don't you let it be the time when you nailed that to the wall? Say, come on, guys. The blood moon, darkness, or the rising sun, light. Boy, I sure want you over here on the right. Amen? I want you on the right. Here's what the Bible says. If you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Would you say that with me? That if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be what? Saved. And so we just close with one last thought, and that is the same kind of thought today. Have you finished it? Jesus finished it. It ain't on Him no more. You understand that? Say, it ain't on Him anymore. It's on you now. Amen. I mean, He's done it. It's done. Oh. But have you finished it? Now, here, I want you to look at this right here. Sign right here. Have you signed your name by the cross? But I want you to imagine with me. Or are you still saying, I'm a good person? Is that your face right there instead of the cross? You putting you there. Are y'all hearing me today? Can you imagine that showing God your little paper with your little face on it? Why should I let you into heaven? Because, see, I got my little thing here, and I'm a good person. Hear my little face by my little signature. I hear that out of people. I'm a good person. If I die, I think I'll go to heaven. I'm a good person. Well, go ahead and sign your name. Put your little picture there. Or, here's another one. Put your little church building there. Put your little steeple there, your little church, and, you know, hey, for some, it might be you think Fellowship Church is saving you. It ain't saving you, guys. Church ain't saving nobody. Are y'all listening to me or not? You may, if you think that, won't you ain't finished it. You ain't. Are you kidding me? Where are you at? How about this one? Well, I give money. I give to people. I give money. Well, go ahead and put your dollar bill number there. Go put your little dollar sign. And sign right there and hand that over to God. See if you're getting in. Y'all getting the message today? I'm being ugly, ain't I? He said it's finished. The question is, have you finished it? Have you signed your name by the what? By the cross. That's the question today. What is it going to be? Say it with me. The. Or the. Amen. Sorry I was a little all over the place today, but we managed to get through it. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Your Word today. It's a good word to our hearts.